This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The emergency management chief of Hawaii's Maui Island resigned on Thursday, one day after he defended not using sirens during deadly wildfires earlier this month. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee has more.
Herman and Dea had been criticized by local residents and media for the island's response to the wildfires. Some have said more would have been saved if the sirens went off. However, he told reporters Wednesday that the sirens would have been ineffective and confusing because they were chiefly used for tsunami warnings and would have possibly driven people away from the ocean and into the island's mountains where fires were burning. It all comes more than a week after the blaze killed more than 100 people and hundreds of others remain unaccounted for.
Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. The Dutch defense minister says the United States has given the green light for her country to deliver F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. The jets would be a boost for Kyiv's efforts to fight back against Russia's invasion. The Dutch defense minister said Friday in a message on X, formerly known as Twitter, that she welcomes the U.S. decision to clear the way for delivery of F-16 jets to Ukraine. More than 2,400 people have been killed in Haiti since the start of 2023 amid rampant gang violence, including hundreds killed in lynchings by vigilante mobs, the UN said on Friday. The toll comes as gang violence in Haiti's capital this week left 30 residents dead and more than a dozen injured.
Between the 1st of January and the 15th of August this year, at least 2,439 people have been killed and a further 902 injured.
This is VOA News. Residents are fleeing the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories ahead of a noon Friday deadline as a wildfire nears the city of 20,000. Thousands of people evacuated their homes and took the road in long convoys Thursday, while others waited for emergency flights to neighboring Alberta. The fire was within 16 kilometers of Yellowknife's northern edge, and officials worried that strong northern winds could push the flames toward the highway that's choked with cars. Canada has had a record number of wildfires this year, and hundreds are burning out of control. Blazes have torn through North and Central Australia over the past week. In 2011, vast areas of the Northern Territory were lost to fire, and authorities fear the next 7 months could be just as bad. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
2023 has already been a catastrophic year for wildfires. Hawaii has witnessed the deadliest wildfires in the United States in more than 100 years. Canada is also enduring its worst wildfire season on record. Fires Friday continue to bear down on the northern Canadian city of Yellowknife, prompting evacuation orders. Research from Australia's National Science Agency, the CSIRO, has confirmed the link between climate change and worsening fires across the continent. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A high-ranking official in the political party of Niger's ousted president, Mohamed Bazoum, says if mutinous soldiers succeed in their coup, it will end democracy across the whole of Africa. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Boubacar Sabo, deputy secretary general for the Nigerian Party for Democracy and Socialism, has told the Associated Press that members of the presidential guard had kidnapped Bazoum when they overthrew him and put him under house arrest. He also accused the junta of paying protesters to rally for them. Sabo is one of the few openly outspoken critics of the junta still in the country and not in hiding. Earlier, defense chiefs from the West African regional bloc ECOWAS met to discuss the crisis after coup leaders ignored their deadline to step down, leaving members with few options in their effort to restore democratic rule. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The United States, Japan, and South Korea are set to sign on to a new security pledge. The leaders, who are set to meet at Camp David near Washington on Friday, will commit their countries to consulting with each other in the event of a security crisis or threat. Details about the new duty to consult commitment emerged as U.S. President Joe Biden prepared to welcome South Korea's president and Japan's prime minister for the summit. I'm Joe Ramsey.